When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It is Fightful.com. It's August 15th, 2024. I am Atrol Pearl, and it's time for your TNA Impact post-show. As always, the one and only Cresta Starr is here. She's here more than I am because last week I was away. Rob Wilkins filled in, did a wonderful job, but Cresta is here. And how are you?
I am fine. I'm the hardest working girl. That's a lie. That's Denise. No, that's a lie. That's Kay. Everyone works hard here at Fightful. I'm doing well. I like to be out here. I like to watch wrestling. And I hope you guys are also well in the chat. Did you enjoy TNA this evening, Joel?
On and off. There were certain things that I enjoyed. There are certain things that I could have done without. We're going to talk about that in a whole lot more. If you haven't already, leave a thumbs up on the video. Subscribe to our channel here, youtube.com/Fightful. Interact with it too. If you're not in the live chat, but you want to leave a comment afterwards, go ahead and do that. Tell us about your favorite parts of tonight, whether that's Ring of Honor, whether that is TNA Wrestling. We always love to hear what y'all enjoy on the channel. If you enjoyed my interview with Steve Maclin, go watch that. If you haven't watched it yet, what's wrong with you? Love chatting with Steve Maclin. I know that the bit for a long time was that we're enemies. Now we're besties now. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, right. That's how they settled it. I mean, you didn't even have to go through a barbershop window.
There are a lot of things I didn't have to go through to get that interview, and it's all the way up now on youtube.com/Fightful. Go check it out. I know that today was a very busy day, especially for AEW fans, because they did announce that All In 2025 is landing in Arlington, Texas.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw, mother... You know what? It's going to be a good time. We have all the news over on Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. We'll talk about that and much more a little bit later. But if you want to go check out that interview with Steve Maclin, go ahead and do it. Overall tonight, didn't hate it. Like I said, some moments I did, some moments I didn't. How did you feel overall, Cresta?
This, to me, was more of a commentary-driven show than a wrestling show. And at points, commentary was Nigel McGuinness levels of hate. I thought I was watching Saturday Night Collision. Commentary was on one. Everyone who touched that commentary desk tonight, I was in stitches. At points when I thought the in-ring work was a little low, I was in stitches at commentary. Quote of the night, Tom Hannifin, what did I do to deserve this?
That's the Tom Hannifin motto. That's basically every week he comes out to do any TV show and he says, what did I do to deserve this?
I felt that. The way he said it is like when I go into work and I clock in, I'm like, what did I do to deserve this? Why did I have to be bored poor?
It's just the way it goes. By the way, if you're not poor, no, that's an awful
that's MJF.
That's an awful segue. I'm sorry. If you want to support us here on the channel, you can go ahead and donate a super chat. Any amount, get your question or statement read on the air, or you can head over to humperchats.com. We get more of the pie over there. Cresta will tell you all the details.
Head on over to humperchats.com. Put your comment in the comment area. And remember, that's humperchats.com. Put your dollar amount in the dollar amount area, and we'll read your comment live on air. We get to keep a little bit more of the pie, like Joel said, and everyone's happy. The lights stay on. Sean Ross Sapp is happy. The Decepticons are happy. Go on over to Humper Chat. Mosey on over to humperchats.com. Yeehaw!
I have many lights turned on, and I would like to keep them on, so please donate your Humper Chats and your Super Chats as well. Let's dig in to TNA Impact, which honestly, first match of the night, you got to put up reviews. Chase U and NXT have joined the fray for the first time. An NXT superstar will be joining X Division and the Ultimate X at Emergence. Riley Osborne, representing Chase U and NXT, does qualify, getting the win over Chris Bay, John Skyler. The match was good. The match was fine. It felt like these qualifier match tonight, both of them were just kind of there. They just existed. They weren't bad. They were inoffensive. Riley Osborne definitely got the shine that he needed because he is the odd man out in this triple threat. But overall, this was good stuff. Kazarian joined commentary. He had his what to say. We can talk about that in a few minutes. But overall, what do you think of this Riley Osborne joining up with the X Division?
I was not expecting the NXT guy to come out. Now, I know it's probably spoiled because it is pre-taped, but I don't look at it until the day of. Him winning? Come on, Riley Osborne. Now, again, if you guys have been watching the show, you know I don't really watch NXT. Not because I don't like it, just because I don't have enough time in my life to watch all that wrestling 7 days a week. I do have to say, welcome back, John Skyler. Tampa Twerps, I don't know why that popped me. The name of your new tag team, name of your new wrestling division, Tampa Twerps. I loved that. Frankie Kazarian being out there, the first things out of my mouth was why. And then for Tom Hadfin to be like, why are you out here? I was like, oh, I know what type of night this is going to be. And it set the tone. It was a good match. Like you said, I just wasn't expecting Riley Osborne to win. There was a nice springboard dive onto Bay, onto Osborne, to the outs. It was so much going on in this match, but I couldn't tell you honestly, so I was laughing too hard at commentary. I have notes, but all I can remember is Kazarian just being the worst. And Matthew Raywald be like, yes, well, yes, 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 I agree.
Yeah, Raywald was on one tonight. And even Hanifin got a good dig in. He said, you know, I'm glad that Riley Osborne is here to represent Chase U and not Duke Hudson. That was a good little dig for those who know the NXT lore. Nothing personal. It's just fun between those two. Speedball, Mike Bailey, and Zachary Wentz have already qualified for the Ultimate X, I should say. I have X Division qualifier. I don't know why I mislabeled my own notes, but
it happens. Kazarian also, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Get through it.
I was just going to say also, why was Kazarian talking about oiling up to get on commentary? My first note was, does he think he's Michael Nakazawa?
Brother,
but then I was like, was he going to interfere?
Gotta be ready. No, you always got to be ready. That's right. You always, come on, baby.
Isn't that Matt Cardona's thing, always ready?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. In wrestling, you're always supposed to be ready. Doesn't matter who you are. You're a free agent or if you're signed to a major contract. Kazarian did join the commentary booth. Said he intends to win the X Division title and immediately cash it in. Option C, like he did last time with Speedball. So I do like that they're trying to at least connect the history there. And then, yeah, at the end, Osborne gets the win. He gets the shooting star press. He pins John Skyler. Chris Bay does not eat the pin. Can't say the same about his tag team partner later on, but we can get to that a little bit. Yeah, Riley Osborne joins the fray for Ultimate X at Emergence. I'm looking forward to Ultimate X. This is the first time where it feels like TNA didn't just shoehorn Ultimate X into an event like they had over the last couple of years, to be honest.
I can see that, because the last couple of times it was like, well, this person was in the first Ultimate X, so they were in it. And then this guy did it 10 years later, so they're in it. Yeah, I could see it.
Even the frequency of the match was starting to get a little crazy to me. You know, they haven't, I don't think they've run it since Hard to Kill, which is good if my memory serves. But there was a time when for a couple of years they were doing it, it felt like every other month they were running an Ultimate X match, Tag Team Ultimate X, Knockouts Ultimate X. They didn't do a heavyweight championship Ultimate X, but they were doing as many Ultimate X matches as they could because it was just something different that's a TNA staple. I'm glad that they didn't run this as such. And like you were saying, the qualifiers aren't just random people that have some experience in Ultimate X getting in. They're doing qualifying matches. It's good.
This confused face is the face of, I feel like, didn't they do like the Champions Cup in an Ultimate X match where Bubba Ray won, a Bully Ray won it or something, or could I be mistaken? I
think you're mistaken. Is that the Bound for Glory, the Call Your Shot gauntlet?
Yeah.
Bully Ray doing Ultimate X sounds like an absolute problem.
Now that I said it out loud, I'm like, Bully Ray doing Ultimate X, be for real.
You want to see that thing up there? Good luck.
I can see Bully Ray picking someone. Nah, that, because that's not help. Never mind. Never mind. I can't reconcile it. Never mind.
Chat's already on me about that one. Nick Nemeth is back with Gia Miller. Well, he just pulled into his parking spot. It says Josh has changed tonight. He'll stand over Alexander, proving how good it is and how good he is. And that's personal because Josh went after Nick's family. Well, a little bit of foreshadowing with the standing over Josh Alexander part. We'll get to that a little bit later. Oh, do I want to touch the Matt Cardona stuff? That's two segments in a row.
I mean, I could do it for you.
I have feelings, though.
About him being called Matt Cordoba?
No, that part's okay. Okay. I guess we're going to do it. Santino's in the ring, and he calls out Matt Cardona. He offers Matt Cardona a proposition, and Cardona says, I'm a free agent. I don't work for you. I don't work for anybody. And I'm like, good for you, Matt Cardona. You get your money. Santino then jumps right into the comedy shtick. And I understand that this is a bit comedy because it's PCO and it's a star, but it doesn't fit for whatever they're trying to do here, because it's Santino saying like, oh, I watch a Columbo and then I know how to get you into jail. And I'm like, well, what are we doing? What does this matter? And so he says, I'm going to give Matt Cardona a contract to face PCO in Tampa, or he'll prostitute. Oh, everyone reacted to that. He meant prosecute Matt Cardona and send him to jail.
No, I think he meant prostitute.
Well, I will give Santino the benefit of being a comedy actor, that he was able to run with it and play with it and make it work. But man, when he walked into his own issue, and then Cardona says he'll look it over and then Santino can trust me. But like, Santino's an idiot. That's really what it comes down to. But Santino was also not always, he doesn't do it for me in 2024 as an authority figure. He was brought in to get Scott off air when Scott Tomorrow was the on-camera authority. And then Scott left, and then Scott came back, and then they were both there. And then Scott got fired, and now Santino remains. And there are days where I'm just like, why? Not to the Scott thing is all played out, whatever. But I mean, why is Santino still the on-air figure?
Why? I can get what you're saying, because I feel like, if I had to critique it, my problem with Santino and this authority figure is that one moment he's comedy and then he's super serious, and then he's comedy and then he's super serious. I can get with the mispronouncing people's names, even saying, I'm going to prostitute you, Matt Cardona, because I can see the comedic effect in that. However, it's kind of hard when you need to be serious with dealing with someone like the system. And even Matt Cardona, because it does put you, he's getting worked, brother. Let me tell you, whatever's in that contract, I assure you, Santino did not read anything past the first three lines. I get it. That's what the joke is clearly supposed to be. But I see what you're saying. It doesn't bother me, because I'm like, I know he's supposed to be an idiot. But I do think there needs to be like a counterbalance. You know, like, for every R-Truth, there's a Miz. For every idiot heel, there is a Christopher Daniels. So I get what you're saying.
And then later on,
I meant elite idiot heel. Sorry.
Nice. And then later on, Santino is an idiot. Cardona meets backstage with Santino, says, hey, I went over the contract. This is great. But instead of us doing a one-on-one match, how about we do a six-man? It'll be a mystery six-man tag next week. It'll be the PCO wedding party versus six mystery opponents of my choosing, or three mystery opponents of my choosing, whatever it was. And then we'll do PCO versus Cardona at Emergence. I swear we'll do it. I swear. And he's like, he's buttering up. This is what I really don't like. It's Cardona buttering up Santino when Cardona has never been known to be a trustworthy character. And Santino is just playing an idiot. He's being a smarmy dickhead, which is good for the Cardona character. But then Santino is just playing idiot foil, and he's supposed to be the authority figure on the program. That's where I sit here. And I'm just like, what? Why? Why isn't there anyone smarter here?
Yeah, no, I absolutely can see that issue. And I really do think, in order for this to work, like you said, there needs to be some sort of counter, or there needs to be someone to be like, Santino, what are you doing? Be like, who was the one who was complaining about unsafe work conditions to Santino? Ali, Bully Ray. Heck, even Macklin was complaining about unsafe work conditions. I do feel, I understand, I see what you're saying, because in this case, you're very clearly getting worked. So it's going to be him and Steph DeLander, who just got married to PCO. The first question is, why isn't Steph DeLander on the other team with PCO instead of Zaya Brooks' side? Who is this mystery person? Why are you leaving it up to him? He took like three whole segments to look at Santino. Santino, please, please, Santino, please.
I'm not going to give the spoilers, but it is a fun tag team a fun six-man melee of a match that's put together. Just the way we got here was very strange. PCO versus Cardona for Emergence. That's what we talked about. That's what we plan on. I'm still going with Steph DeLander sides with Cardona by the end of Emergence.
I did too.
By the end of that match. Pretty cut and dry. We'll see where it lands. Cardona saying last week, you know, that she's my property was a little heavy-handed. I didn't love that, but again, for the sake of the story, I kind of get it.
I just think Santino needs to stop getting work so bad. Somebody's got to step in. Somebody got to step in. Maybe he needs the octopus mask since it's retired.
I don't hate it. You know what? Give him the anchor. Let Kushida be the GM. What do I care?
Kushida's not the voice of reason. Somebody's going to get missed it.
Reasonable to me. This guy isn't going to be your GM. Steve Macklin's backstage, cuts a promo. He wants Eric Young, and that's a match we haven't seen yet in TNA. I love the prospect of this match. These two do so much for each other. Mm-hmm. These two have so much in common, and yet they are very different wrestlers and from very different times. I don't think people really understand how long Eric Young has been doing this. And Macklin, he isn't far behind, but you know, there are several years between them when it comes to experience. I'm looking forward to that match. And he says that the Macklin is the new blood of TNA. EY is the start of the body stack en route to Macklin's world title ascent, which is great. And once again, check out my interview with Steve Macklin. We talk a lot about character development. We do talk about EY in our interview as well, by the way. So it's going to be good. You should go check that interview out. Go listen to him, because got a lot of really, really fun stuff to talk about when it comes to his wrestling experience and what he wants to do long term. What do you think of this whole Macklin package? He's coming back, isn't he?
I like this. And I do think it's a little unfair that you got to bother poor Eric Young. But at the same time, two angry wrestling dudes. Yes. Well, yes. Yes. And I was saying that last week that I really enjoy Macklin when he's like, I hate everyone. And now he's back to I hate everyone. So, well, yes, yes. This match is going to be really good. I think the proper finish here is Macklin wins. But we, the fans, are going to win.
I'm on board for renewed heel Steve Macklin. Yeah. The tweener stuff is done. The what are we doing here? There was something going on. And then, like chat saying, both guys have something to prove. And they have something to prove in a very interesting way. Mm-hmm. EY being that grizzled veteran and Macklin being the guy who needs to get his career back on track to find himself in the world title position. There's good stuff.
It could go either way. Like, I wouldn't be mad at Eric Young winning. I wouldn't even be mad at Macklin winning. It could go either way. And we're still, like I said, we the fans win here.
Yeah, there's really good stuff there. So looking forward to that exchange and to that match. Giselle Shaw defeats Tasha Steelz. Of course, Steelz is a big old cheater. So the referees are all around the ring. I don't hate this, but what I do actually love is Matthew Raywalt's entire commentary around this match. Because he's right. He's like, why are all the refs here? What, like, how is this different from anyone else who can just use the referee to their advantage to cheat? Why does she get made an example out of? All the referees are here. All the stars come out for this match. Frank Gastineau is here. And Paige Prinzavalli is here. And Daniel Spencer is here. Anyway, all the referees are there. Steelz grabs a wrench. And Daniel Spencer catches her at ringside. Frank Gastineau catches Steelz trying to cheat with her feet on the ropes. And then Giselle Shaw gets the win with the denouement. She also had a sell job that was wild. The double knees that she caught from Tasha. It was a good match. It was a very quick match. That was kind of the theme of the night. Quick matches because they had a 30-minute main event. But other than that, let's talk about it. Giselle Shaw, Tasha Steelz, your thoughts? That good.
I have to clear my throat. I didn't want y'all to hear me, on the mic. I don't know if this was a sell or whatever it was, but there was a part where Giselle Shaw flips Tasha Steelz up and over, and it looked like Tasha Steelz, literally you could hear the cartoon sounds going bow off her head. I was like, oh my God, this girl is there. But Tasha got back up, like, it's just a little nipple me nuggy, it's fine. I'm like, oh my God, this was a good match. Like you said, it was a short, quick match, and that cell job, again, with the double knees, that was nasty. Also, Giselle, I feel like that's her old music, because didn't she have new music recently?
Brother, I can't tell you.
Not brother. Not the brother.
This happened at Slammiversary. And I'm sitting there in this crowd and I'm like, what theme are you using? Make up your goddamn mind. Make up your mind. And it's driving me nuts because, like, we did an interview with Giselle Shaw going into Slammiversary. We're like, we talked about her current, like, what her character was. Notice how all the shit with Gail Kim gone. gone.
Yeah, I noticed that. So I was like, maybe Gail Kim is going to come out in her corner.
They dropped it. I don't know what it was. I would love to know what happened, but they were doing something and then suddenly they did nothing. They had the new music. They had the Eras gimmick. She was finding herself. She was billed from Northwest Territories. Then she was billed from somewhere else. And now she's billed from Windsor, which is where she lives. Something happened and I don't love it, because you and I sit here and talk very highly of Giselle Shaw and say she's next up, but they are not giving us much to go on right now.
Now I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so that's two things that were just completely dropped. And I didn't even notice Gail Kim just like Thanos snapping away. So now we've got Gresham, no longer Ink Master. We have Giselle Shaw, back to the original Giselle Shaw, but with all the fancy upgrades. So new game plus Giselle Shaw. I'm trying to think of who else. What else does Thanos snapped into the... Well, no, the Good Hands was fired by Ollie. So I don't... Now I'm going to be thinking. And I don't like when I think, because I'll get 2 and 2 makes 8. And then Neil deGrasse Tyson's going to read me to dust. If you know, you know.
Sometimes dropping a storyline is okay when it's beneficial. This is one of those times where I was like, wait, was Gail Kim doing this thing? And it was just like Gail Kim being like, that'll do, pig, that'll do. And then send her out into her space. It was not me calling Giselle Shaw pig. That's me using a very well-known.
It's a meme. It's a meme. Look it up. It's
from a book, for Christ's sake. Anyway, the point is, that's basically what they did. They just kind of, that'll do. And they left it. And I hope they go back to it with Gail. It really felt for a long time that Giselle and Gail were going to do something together, maybe in the ring or opposite each other. That is clearly not on the docket, at least not right now. Bound for Glory, they could pick it up again. Who knows? But they just kind of let it go. Someone mentioning, you know, she's still called the quintessential knockout. Yeah, because she couldn't be called the quintessential diva anymore. That had taken its course. And we asked her in the interview as well. Like, she's like, it's an evolution. And I get it. And that's fine. But a lot of the evolutionary stuff with Giselle Shaw has just kind of flown out the window, given the changes that have happened over the last year. Not even, like, the last 8 months in TNA.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that she's bad in any sense of the term. I liked what we were doing before, and I'm complaining. That's the best way I could put it. I liked what we were doing before with Gail Kim, and I saw a vision there, and now my vision is just, that never happened. Stop asking questions. I'm like, well, ask some questions. I'm
gonna
still watch, but I'm
gonna
ask some
questions. Yeah. The system are backstage. They beat up Mike Santana, and then they come out to the ring and Lish says, hey Moose, you got the night off because Santana's not cleared. LOL. Santana comes out anyway, has the match versus Moose. It's a fine match. The whole thing is Santana's hurt the whole time, gets his little he gets his spots in, he comes back, works mostly lower body, and then eventually hits spin the block, but then Moose rolls out of the ring after he hits it. They go back to the ring. Moose hits a spear, gets the win. As the system is about to lay out Santana, Joe Hendry comes out and says, next week, JDC and Moose face the returning Jeff and Matt Hardy in tag team action. What do you think of the match? What are we talking about with the system?
I have nothing but complaints.
All right, so, let's go.
Very clearly the system, you beat up Mike Santana. So to be like, Ray Wall, you... haberdashery, you should be a haberdasher, Ray Wall, because you had to, like, it was implied these guys, they wouldn't even do that. The system still in the red, white, and blue.
That's egregious.
I have never felt so unpatriotic in my entire life that I looked up the opposite of patriotism. This is a joke, my FBI agent. It's actually traitorous. I wanted to commit treason in that moment. I wanted to put my red coat on. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them. Take off the track suits. It's giving 1997 America at the Olympics. I hate them. I have nothing but complaints. Like, I was so upset at this match with them with the red coat. I wanted to put my red coat on. The USA has got to go. It's got to go. Lish is the only champion. This match was great. Poor Mike Santana. The match itself, no complaints. 10 out of 10 in the Tokyo Dome. Post-match. Nobody likes the system. How come nobody came out? Joe Hendry, you wait till after Mike Santana gets jumped, after he's into the chair, I mean, to the steel steps, after they jumped him during the match. Nobody want to jump the system. This is the same problem I had with Jeff Jarrett. It's the same problem I had with you name a faction that are a bunch of heel jabronis, and it's a problem I have. Why do y'all come out 20 minutes after Mike Santana been thrown up, beat up? Where were you? What are you doing? What you doing? What you doing? They're not shooting the fair one. Why are you shooting the fair one? I've had it. I like you, Joe Hendry, but you was writing your new song 10 minutes too late. He's already jumped. He already lost.
Well, Hendry was coming back from Orlando. They were in Tampa for TNA, and Orlando was where he had just driven back from for NXT.
I still said, nobody got a problem with the system. The system don't got no enemies.
And that's what's really funny is Joe Hendry like mentions in that promo, he's like, a lot of people don't like you either. And I'm like, yeah, so who are they going to have come out and join Hendry and set up an 8-man? And then it turned out to be, well, the Hardys are back. I'm like, oh, right, that's right, the Hardys are back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I thought he was going to say the Nemeth brothers. And I was like, what's the math on that? When I think he said the Hardys, I'm like, okay, great.
Ain't doing that, but either way. Santana, though, I will once again, so damn good. And this is a babyface, you know, of babyfaces. He is the 1A to Nick Nemeth being the top guy right now.
Yeah.
Santana's next guy. I mean, this is what's funny with Hendry. And I keep talking about this. Joe Hendry has entered this weird nebulous space where he is so popular in TNA, but he's also doing a lot of stuff in NXT where he's going for the NXT. Well, he's in a number one contenders match for the NXT championship on Tuesday. He's not challenging for the TNA title anytime soon. Emergence is we'll talk about that in a little bit. They've already set up. It's an Iron Man match for the world title. So that's going to be fun. So you've got, you know, he can't really be 1A, at least in TNA world. It's very strange. That's how I'll leave it. But Santana absolutely is the guy. And we've been saying this for weeks. Uh-huh. And this was a good experience. This was a good backup to what we've been saying. He gets over as a babyface in peril.
Yeah, I'm also going to piggyback on your Joe Hendry thing, because I had a conspiracy theory. And it's okay to tell me I'm off base. I wish I still had my tinfoil hat. But it's interesting that Riley Osborne won the Ultimate X qualifying match, and Joe Hendry is in your number one contenders match for the NXT title. I'm just thinking, now, to me, if we're trying to show goodwill towards one another, why not have Mr. Riley win the Ultimate X match? It would be a gag. And why not have one Joseph Hendry win the NXT title? I know that sounds crazy, but wouldn't it show goodwill? Wouldn't it show the amazing goodwill that you have towards TNA? I know that sounds crazy, but it gets Joe Hendry out of the TNA title scene. It throws TNA into a tizzy. I think it'd be fantastic, but that's me. I know it's okay to burst my bubble, and I know that sounds crazy, but I think it would show goodwill. It would put the X division in like, hey, how is this guy in here? And that's just me. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Yeah, sorry, they're not going to do it.
I know it had a 2% chance. You know, if you're hearing me, Mr. Michael.
For people who I feel like I'm saying this week after week, but I don't get to say it on the TNA post show, or I don't get to say it on the NXT post show or on a WWE post show. I get to say this on the TNA post show where this is basically, this should prove, if you look at the numbers, that's what the numbers don't lie, Cresta Star. That's what it comes down to. TNA does not have the, they don't have the leverage that NXT has, that WWE
has.
Not with that attitude. Not with that attitude. Certainly don't have the numbers advantage either when it comes to contracts and money expended. The partnership is very whittled down, very simply. NXT talent that WWE think are doing well but could be doing better and need some extra reps are going to TNA. And they're getting reps and they're working in front of different crowds and they're getting different experiences. And that is cool. And then TNA wrestlers that are coming into NXT and getting profiled and getting a solid opportunity at TV time. Guess who's interested in them? Guess who's interested in the TNA stars as their contracts get amended and changed and moved no, why not? There's always new talent and there's always new ships to sail. That's wrestling.
True. I'm happy that we live in a time that anyone could go anywhere and make a good living for themselves. I say I don't like that. As someone who's grown to love TNA, I love some of the people that I know I could come on Thursday and watch them and see them there. I love that. But I always have the trepidation because I've heard the stories of when Samoa Joe left, when AJ Styles left, how your whole top roster left. And it was kind of like the same thing when AEW started. You lost a lot of people too. And it's like, TNA, no. But at the same time, there's a lot of talent in TNA. And when one person leaves, you leave a gap and for someone else to shine. So in the one hand, I'm selfish. I want this for me. But on the other hand, it's like, go ahead, make your money. But I'm going to complain.
You're also talking about some people like Styles came into TNA from the get-go. Uh-huh. And he worked there until he was, 12, 13 years into that company. He was a stalwart. He was there for a long time. He was ready to go. And things were starting to fall apart between TNA and AJ Styles. So for him to leave, that made sense. Mimosa Joe, same situation. Yes, I call him Mimosa Joe. It's a loving thing. I also call him Samosa Joe. Sometimes I call him Ragosa Joe. That's just the gimmick. Anyway, Mimosa Joe, his situation was also, he worked Ring of Honor in the early days. He got a lot of exposure in TNA, became one of their guys as well. And then it was time for him to move on. He went to NXT. He was offered something. He was offered a deal. And he wanted a deal that actually allowed him to go work Ring of Honor. And then NXT and WWE were like, yeah, how about you get an exclusive contract with us anyway? Because his first appearance was not under an NXT contract. He eventually got contracted by WWE, but he came in as a free agent. And the hope was that he was trying to create a new hybrid of availability when it came to, his time in WWE. I think when those examples are used, people assume that these are like brand new TNA stars that TNA made. But no, they had been around that company for a long time. And they had
learned something just now.
So they approved everything they had to prove. They had careers. Mm-hmm. These guys and girls that they're currently looking at, it's a business that rotates. There is a lot of in and out. There is a lot of changeover. People don't stay up on top the whole time. And if it's seen as it's not linear. And again, this is another example of the interview that I did with Macklin. We talked about his own career trajectory because we spoke in January. He just did the opening match on a pay-per-view and then he was going into Slammiversary into the main event, and that was in 6 months. And so nothing is linear in wrestling, but if you have a career trajectory that's supposed to be going upwards and it starts in one spot and then you move to another spot, maybe it's MLW, maybe it's AEW, maybe it's WWE, you move up the card. And WWE is, for all intents and purposes, the pinnacle financially speaking for most that you can hit. And that's not a dig at any other company out there. That's just financially and in terms of years around, they are the Kleenex. They are the brand.
Yeah, we say something similar. I said something similar on the Collision show where it's like, it's no shade to any other company, but a lot of people's dreams is pointing to that WrestleMania sign. And that's just That's just really what it is. Like I said, I'm just being selfish. I want to see what I want in my show. Book for me, Crest the Star. Thank you very much.
Of course. But you know what? There's always ways to find all of those talent and keep up with them. So all of that to be said, Joe Henry is in a very interesting and weird spot at the same time, because he is a star on both products, but he is not solidified on either as well. Going back to your what's going to happen with Riley Osborne and what's going to happen with Joe Henry, to me, the Henry thing is, I don't think he's, if he wins and he goes on to No Mercy, Josh Alexander is going to cost him the NXT title. And that's that. If he doesn't go on to No Mercy, that's because Josh Alexander cost him in the match this coming Tuesday. We already know
you ain't never lie. You ain't never lie.
We already know that Wentz is going to take out Wesley on Tuesday because they have a match at No Mercy. That's official. And then on the other side, you could have Pete Dunne and Trick Williams and they do a thing. But yeah, you know, Emergence is 2 days before No Mercy. And those two shows are actually live. No one's taped the day before. So I'm just putting that out there. Just saying. So maybe there's an Iron Man match at Emergence. Maybe the guy who was slated at one point, penciled in to win the TNA World Championship at Slammiversary, maybe he's going to shock some people in an hour at Emergence. Maybe. And then maybe that guy is going to go on to Denver, Colorado to No Mercy and take out a Scottish guy who's in the main event. And maybe the NXT champion right now is a former tag team partner of his who has a lot of ego going on. So who knows? Colorado's very high north elevation. So there you go.
I got to tell you, I like all of that. I'm in, Morty.
You son of a bitch. I'm in.
I think I cut my swear limit. So I'm just censoring myself. I'm swearing a lot. So, you know, like, I'm in.
All good. Spitfire backstage. They want Masha Lisha in a rematch for the Knockouts of World Tag Team titles. Safe to assume that's an Emergence, but no, it's not, because breaking news at Emergence, it's going to be a 6-woman tag. Jordynne Grace and Spitfire are going to take on Ash by Elegance and Masha Lisha. So that's a match that's happening. A shout out, by the way, sending a love to Jody Threat, her dog Dodger, who was very much like her mascot, her best friend, her person, man. Dodger left today. Want to send our love to Jody, because that's not easy.
Dude, Jody, you have our condolences, Betty.
Absolutely. So that's that. Spitfire are going to have a good showing for Emergence. They got a 6-woman tag. Jordynne Grace, Spitfire taking on Ash by Elegance and Masha Lisha. And of course, Jordynne Grace is like, I'm over with the meddling, blah, 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 blah. You want to fight Ash, you're going to get a fight. They'll have a fight. I'm sure it's going to be fine. Jason Hotch qualifies for Ultimate X, defeats Rich Swann and Ace Austin. Ace Austin hits the pin on this one. Skyler causes a distraction. Austin gets rolled up by Hotch. AJ Francis is on commentary. Let's hear it.
Men don't like this.
Which part?
Ali don't like... Okay, everything else in the match was fine. I don't like Ace Austin taking the pin here. And... It would have been fine if AJ Francis didn't also help cheat. If Chris Bay didn't come out to have his back. I just feel having a champion eat the pin. It was alluded to on commentary because I thought it, but I didn't write it down. I didn't want to put it to fruition. Like, oh, so Ace Austin is taking the pin, because AJ Francis did say that him and Rich Swann had their eyes set on the tag team championships. So I'm not saying that they wouldn't be a good heel team to go against. I just like ABCs. And as we know that I am biased, I am honest about my biases and I like the ABC. So that's my only complaint. The match itself was fine. Again, my quote of the night, Tom saying, what did I do to deserve this? It was fine. It was fine. Skyler winning. I mean, Jason Hotch winning. I know who's eating the pin now. This Ultimate X match, nobody's pin. You still gonna get pinned somehow in a match where the pin is not the win. You're gonna get the pin.
Do you think that Skylar and Hotch are going to try and get themselves into a tag team title match because of this?
It wouldn't surprise me. Honestly, as much shenanigans as the good hands will do anything for a dollar. At this point, I think they would go to AEW, work with Jeff Jarrett, and be like, yo, what are you doing here? This is the wrong show. He said we could come.
Just imagine Turning Point in September. It's going to be, imagine it's Hotch, Skylar, ABC, Swan, and Francis for the tag titles.
I can. Because again, the good hands are good at being in places they have no business being. Like, yo, why are you here? They said we could be here, bro. We're here.
Hotch winning the X Division championship would also be hilarious because they'll try to hot potato the tag title, the X Division title.
We're going to cash in our title for the tag team.
Oh, that's awful. They would do it.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They would be the best, worst, insufferable. It'd kind of be like, nah, that's different. That's different. It was like when Cody Deaner first did Violent by Design. Nah, because this is funny.
Yep.
Honestly, yes. He should win the Ultimate X. He should win the X Division title. He should cash in it immediately for the tag title. And everyone would be like, yo, what did you... What? We're going to beat you up.
Speedball just wins it back and be like, well, that was a nice diversion, wasn't it?
Do we have any new challengers for Speedball? Come to the front. Yes.
Well, we don't have a new challenger for the TNA World title because they went to a 30-minute time limit draw. Tom Hannifin heavily hinted at it. They said, well, we got 30 minutes left on the TV time, so who knows what this match will be. And I'm like, you couldn't have hit it any more on the head, could you? Hey, Hannifin.
You swerved me because my mind is like, this is an AEW. Either someone's cheating or we're done with this.
Far from it. An excellent match between Nemeth and Alexander. Nemeth's ability to still go is on display, which is good because he is your world champion, and he's older than most, but he's still very good at this. Knick-knack paddywhack time runs out for everyone. There was a knick-knack that led to that, so I got to use it. Nemeth tries to ask for 5 more minutes after this match, which again, very good. Go out of your way to see it. I'm sure that they will have the full match posted on socials in the next 20 minutes after we go off the air. It's guaranteed. And then Alexander rolls out of the ring, goes away, and then he gets chased down. Nemeth tries to chase Alexander, and Alexander then low blows Nick Nemeth when they get to the ring, then says, okay, now I'll do 5 more minutes, which I loved. I thought that was hilarious from Josh Alexander. Good heel bullshit. Pardon my French. Grabs a world title, and like I said earlier in that promo from Nick Nemeth where he said he'll stand over Josh Alexander, well, Josh Alexander did that instead with the world title, saying it belongs to him. And then they go off the air saying, how much are these two willing to endure? And I said, oh, a 60-minute Iron Man match. And then they post the promo from Nick Nemeth. He's challenging Alexander to an hour. He doesn't say it, but TNA has it confirmed. TNA World Championship and Emergence 1-hour Iron Man match. Josh Alexander, Nick Nemeth. Your thoughts on the 30-minute match and your thoughts on a 60-minute Iron Man match at Emergence.
So the match was in 30 minutes. Because it ended at 9:58. We didn't start at 9:30, baby.
Stopwatch, Cresta, stop.
I don't care. There was time. Yeah, I was clock watching.
It was TV time. It's different.
TV time remaining means when I see the logo. Honestly, again, I don't care. Say what you want. I'm a mark. You got me trained, baby. I was trained for TV time, and that doesn't happen at TNA. So the fact that it happened, I was like, Josh Alexander, you healing it up. The fact that I've never seen Josh Alexander get booed in life, period. They hate Josh Alexander so much, they started chanting USA. Yo, USA don't even want to chant USA. That's crazy. This was great. Josh Alexander getting thrown back into the ring, kicking him in the nuts. This is fantastic. I never thought I wanted to see a heel Josh Alexander in my entire life. The wrestling is still there. The ankle locks, I just kept singing, I'm just a sexy Kurt. I'll make your ankles hurt. Because no matter what Nemeth did, Josh Alexander's like, I'm going to stretch that ankle, baby. He is, dare I say, Josh Alexander's being a prick right now. And I live. Josh Alexander's great. Now, as far as a 60-minute Iron Man, oh, man, where is Ric Flair to say you don't know anything about 60 minutes in the bedroom or in the ring? This is going to be great.
I'm happy to not have Ric Flair on TV right now. I'm happy to never see Ric Flair again in my life.
You're right. But at this moment, somebody played a clip. Somebody played a clip. We don't gotta. We can use the old clip. We can use old footage. We can AI it.
Pull his old TNA footage so that Musty ass can say whatever he wants from the time he got paid to do it. Don't give him new money.
Okay, we'll pull the footage. We'll have a dramatic reenactment with the good hands. They're allowed to be here. They'll do it. Sure. This is great. I gotta say, heel Josh Alexander. I never knew if this is what people felt like when they were asking for heel John Cena, well, God damn it, I got it. This is great. This is such good shit, pal. This is great.
Yeah, I'm still a huge fan of this whole Josh Alexander turn. Again, there's so much to be given and there's so much to be done, and it's fresh and he's doing a good job with it. You can tell that this is something he's going to have fun with, and it's new waters for him. He's going to be able to let loose, because once you've been playing nice guy for so long, you've learned a few tricks. You've learned a few things you can say to turn it back on the audience, and that's going to be fun. So this is good. Nick Nemeth is pure white meat babyface as well, so this is a good challenge for him. It's going to be a strong match. Again, uh-huh. They gave you the 30 minutes. I, as a guy who has to talk about it, I'm not wild on having to talk about a 60-minute match, because that sometimes can be a little arduous. Because you're talking about moves in the ring, and I know I don't love to talk about moves in the ring unless it's impactful. And when you're doing 60-minute Ironman match, not as impactful unless there's like 100 falls in the course of that hour or whatever. You know, I'm exaggerating. That being said, I know both these guys are going to put on a great show, and the story will be in the ring, and it will be very well told. So I'm looking forward to the match. I'm just not looking forward to trying to talk about it during a post show, and that's not a knock again on doing the match.
I'm ready for the storyline. I get what you're saying about the 60-minute, but I'm ready for the I sound like such a nerd, but I don't care. I'm ready for the in-ring story, because the physicality, the storyline itself is there. You've got you brought in my family, Josh Alexander. I gotta tell you, him looking down and then kicking this man in the nuts was just like, I don't care. I learned from Moose. I don't care. It's great. It's so great. No matter who wins here, we the fans win. And I can see justifiably Nemeth winning, justifiably Alexander winning. I'm here for either or. And all props and all credit to Nick Nemeth, because he's playing his part perfectly. He is not letting Josh Alexander being a piece of shit outshine his baby face. And I think that's very important, especially when someone just turns heel or face. Sometimes they can outshine their dance partner. But Nemeth being wily, Nemeth being cagey, Nemeth like, I'm not backing down. Like you said, the knickknacks out of nowhere were fantastic. I don't know how this is going to go, but I am sports entertained and I'm sports intrigued. An hour, we'll see. Even if you cheat, it doesn't matter. Even if you cheat.
You can get DQ'd in an Ironman match. You just lose a fall. And that's fun. There are good stories you can tell. It's still a traditional match.
Am I stupid? How does an Ironman match work? You have whoever has the most pins at the end.
Yeah, the most amount of falls, whether that's a pin submission or you can get DQ'd. And if you get DQ'd, your opponent gets a point, gets a fall.
I thought it'd be a no DQ match. No. Not all Ironman matches are DQ.
Go back and watch Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle from SmackDown. It's an episode of SmackDown.
My brain doesn't go back that far.
I think it's 2004, 2006. Go back and watch. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
I will take a look at that, because I think Kurt Angle for me is one of those people that don't get talked about enough. We talk about some of the greatest in-ring performers of all time. People like to talk about Demon Linko, Perry Saturn. I think Kurt Angle needs to be a part of that conversation, but that is just me. And that is just me.
And that was TNA Impact for August 15th, 2024. We're going to be back here next week, as we always are, the week after that, and an emergency is at the end of the month, and we'll be back for that when it's live on the 31st. Is it the 30th or the 31st? Regardless, it'll be one of those two dates. I'm sorry. It's the end of my night. It's been a long day. I've been up since 6 o'clock. Cresta Star, what you got going on?
Not a working set of headphones, apparently. Hi, guys. My name is Cresta Star. On Thursdays and Saturdays, you can find me here on Fightful doing wrestling stuff. I don't know why I'm reading it like that or I'm saying it like that. I do wrestling.
No, you should do it. Here. You should sing it while you're at it. By the way, Emergence is on the 30th. That's a Friday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Pearl said I should sing it, so I'm going to do it. Blame him. Every Thursday, you should catch me here on Fightful. It's really great. It's really cool. We talk about TNA. Me and Joe Pearl all day. On Saturday, me, Iridian, and Rick. We talk about Collision. Show up. Don't be a... If you like Cresta Star, follow me on Twitter. It's Cresta the Star, because Cresta Star got banned. If that's too much and you can't pay attention, there is a link tree in my bio. You should click it. And there are all my socials, links to everything that we just talked about. I love you, Joe Pearl. I'm done.
You almost did a key change in the middle of that. You almost did the modulation.
Listen, I don't know where I was going. At first, I had a song in my head, and I was like, you know, just get through this.
Fair enough. Best $5 in the business is FightfulSelect.com. If you haven't already checked it out, go. We got news on All In Texas. We got news on MLW signing Jeanai Kai, the latest on the Lucha Bros, and plenty more. Plus, Sean drops Q&As, lots of news, the Weekender podcast with our pal Steven Jensen, who joins us for the pay-per-views that TNA puts on. But until then, I'm In The Weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Fightful Overbooked. That's our sister channel. Go check that out. For Cresta Star, I am at Joel Pearl, J-O-E-L-P-E-A-R-L. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary. We'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.